Well, I suppose it's fair to say we were given a bit of a cricketing lesson there by Bangladesh.
Yeah, they played very well. You've got to give a lot of credit to them. I was slightly disappointed with how things went. I thought we started very well in the first 10 overs there with the ball. But when the two lads were set, Saki and Mushi, they played very well and made it difficult for us. We can obviously assess that and take a look back on it and see what we could have done better. I think you got to give a bit of credit to them as well. They played very well.
Yeah, and you opened the spin at both ends, and for a while we were actually on top, weren't we? Andy McBrien, George Dockrell, Paul Sterling, all bowling well in those early overs.
Yeah, bowled very well, and I think to come through a power play, and especially bowling as many overs of spin as we did, I think we had 5 overs out of 6 of spin there, and to come through it as we did, going at less than a run a ball, in round 30, I'm not sure quite what the figures were, but we're in a good position, but we just never managed to pick up wickets after we got them 3 down, coming into that 10th over, we just never managed to peg them back from then, and as I said, the two lads got going and played very well.
Yeah, the seamers didn't seem to just bowled where exactly they wanted, and there were a lot of boundaries.
If you miss your yorker, but not very much, I think that you're going to struggle, but not the fact you struggle. I think lads play good shots. I think there's a few very good balls bowled and a few very good shots played. I think when you've got two lads that hit 360 around the ground and they've got the lap and also hit it straight back over your head, it can be very difficult to bowl to, especially when they're going in full flow. So I think that the ball is held in there pretty well and executed quite a bit for long periods of time. What they wanted to do, whether maybe it was their plans more than their execution, and at that time, that could be something to look at.
And the batting, I suppose, the positives, yourself in good form, and Stuart Thompson, who struck a couple of the biggest sixes I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's been striking the ball very well, and that's going to give him a lot of confidence. And when you've got lads in your team that can do that, it's very pleasing. I played okay. I think that I had to. We were looking to have picked the rate up and got it going slightly quicker or slightly sooner, but I think the way when we lost wickets, we just never managed to build a partnership until kind of Tomo came in. So that was slightly disappointing for ourselves that we kept losing wickets. But whenever you've got lads coming in and the rate is up over 10s, it's very hard to go from ball one in these conditions. And we've got to try and get two lads set, and when they're set, we've got to try and capitalise.